Good morning. It is time for our weekly visit with Soy Roy. Roy Smith from Cass County, Nebraska, as we get an update on the markets here this week on KTIC. Kind of a nice bounce we've seen in the markets here since we talked last week, Roy.
Been a very pleasant week, that's for sure. It's always good to see the prices go up, and they have been going up.
Well, let's kind of talk about why. As you visit with people, they ask you, why is the market turned around all of a sudden?
Well, the simplest thing to explain that is to say that it was time. You know, we had a really bad month in January. I mean, prices just fell out of bed on corn and beans both, and markets don't go down forever. They don't go up forever, and if you look at the long-term seasonal charts, especially on soybeans, maybe more so on soybeans than on corn, it's pretty common to have a major low in February and then see the market rally back off of that, and this year our low, at least so far, was on the 5th of February, and the average date for that is the 10th. So we were only 3 trading days off of a long-term average there.
So where does it generally land on corn, Roy?
Well, it's roughly the same time, but we don't usually get the big bounce back on corn like we sometimes do with soybeans. So I would say you just go ahead and use that kind of as a rule of thumb that you don't make sales in February, because usually February is a low month, and start targeting your decision dates or whatever other means you're using for making sales. Start targeting them for sometime after the 1st of March. And, you know, I'd like to think that this rally can hold through to till the middle of the month, but there's certainly no guarantee of that.
If I remember right from our Winning the Game series, when we started talking about target dates and incremental sales, a lot of those that played the game did schedule a lot of sales in March and April. Do you recall how they did compared to the average?
Well, we played that Winning the Game computer simulation using 2 different target years, and the first one we used actually averaged about $1 a bushel better by making sales in March, April, and May, then waiting until harvest. The second target year we used, it wasn't nearly that successful. It was in the tune of 25 to 30 cents, which is, you know, that's still worth going for. I mean, it's certainly better than taking the harvest time price. So, you know, it's a viable strategy.
How about South America's getting underway and starting to see more harvest come out of there? Is that influencing things much, Roy?
Well, it's kind of interesting watching that, because we have had some South American harvest, and, you know, the reports that are coming out on the radio and in the media say that some of these areas where they're harvesting early, the yields aren't all that good. Well, you know, okay, that's fine and dandy, but that would be like in the United States saying we're going to have a short crop because Louisiana is bad. You know, chances are that the crop is going to get better as they get into the full season beans. But the other factor that you kind of need to think about, and that is that we normally get a rally starting about the same time as soybean harvest starts in the United States. So wouldn't it also be logical to say that we get a rally starting about the same time as the South American harvest? I mean, to me, where we're at now is the beginning of the dead cat bounce for the South American producers.
All right. We'll come back to that in a minute. I want to, you know, talk about what we watch for from here on out. But one thing we did have this week is those USDA reports. Was there anything surprising to you, or did it pretty much confirm what we already knew?
Well, it pretty much confirmed what we already knew. I thought the report was just a little friendly for soybeans. We saw the yields down a little bit. We saw the carryover down a little bit, and certainly not getting any bigger, at least. And I was kind of surprised that the market went down the day that was released, but then subsequent days it's been up. So maybe that was, it's just kind of erroneous to make much of a judgment based on one day's price action, and that's really what I was trying to do.
You mentioned before that this is what we would call the beginning of the dead cat bounce for the South American harvest. Keeping that in mind, and you know, remembering what you told us 5 months ago, what do we watch from here on out? You know, do we still stick to the idea no sales in February?
Absolutely. I don't see any reason to make sales right now. We've got prices more than a dollar off of the recent highs, and we've got the market going into a time of year when normally we see some rally. Now, you know, today is the 12th of February. We've got 2 weeks left in this month. I set tight, and then I'll reevaluate things on the last trading day of February, and if the market is still strong, why then that's your indication to be making some sales. And you know, we're still below $9 a bushel on new crop bid, so boy, it'd sure be nice to at least get that price up to where you can forward contract for $9 or better.
How about from the production side, Roy? Have you talked to any producers that have seen some grain go out of condition here in the month of February?
Well, you hear horror stories all the time, but I really haven't seen any. And, you know, just driving around Nebraska as I have, you know, I was out in the central part of the state earlier this week, and there's piles of corn on the ground in a little town where I was doing a workshop, but they were picking it up, and the quality looked to be fairly good. I mean, there were some big chunks, but I think that was probably just snow that had melted and refrozen, and the people that were from that community said, yeah, the quality of that corn is just fine, and what I hauled last week out of my bins, the quality was just fine. So I think that, you know, it's probably a matter of some elevators that don't have much experience storing corn outside, and they just put it in the pile too wet.
Very good. As far as the marketing plan goes, folks want more information, several ways to get that from you.
Roy@soyroy.com, my email address, soyroy.com, my website.
I hear memberships are due on the newsletters.
Well, I'm working on the renewals for the Cass Farmers Breakfast Group. That's a little kind of club that we have here in Plattsmouth that meets the first Friday of every month. And for people that subscribe to the newsletter and it expires in January, February, and March, those renewals will be coming out in a couple weeks.
All right. Very good, sir. Thanks for the information, and we'll visit again next week.
Okay.
Soy Roy, Roy Smith from Cass County, Nebraska, and an update on the markets on KTIC.